This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So Joe Biden was at this campaign stop talking to a group of people, and then somebody said, hey, how about taking some questions? And the White House staffers, campaign staffers, went into overdrive, shooing all of the reporters, actually saying, okay, go get back in the cars, go get back in the cars. They're not going to let Joe Biden do something unscripted. I don't know. Maybe he would have come out and just started yelling at them or something like that. I just don't know. But, you know, folks, and by the way, I mentioned this earlier, no bump. No bump from this State of the Union speech, evidently, for Joe Biden. So, I don't know. Maybe the yelling did not come off as strong and resolute and in control and all those other adjectives that we hear from, well, maybe some other networks. We'll just leave it at that. Folks, welcome to the program. Friday edition is here, is upon us. Hour number four is officially launching at this very moment in time. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. And I'll tell you what, we've got Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com, of course, also author of the book Nullification with us this morning. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, it's been quite a week. There's no doubt about it. Lots of developments. But, you know, Frank, one of the things that we saw earlier today was Senator Chuck Schumer somehow deciding, well, I'm sure he's doing this in cahoots with the White House for sure. That's my opinion. But going out to make sure we undermine the Netanyahu government in Israel. What do you think about that?
Well, it is disturbing on a very elevated level. Here you have the leader of the Senate actively trying to undermine the election process in a sovereign nation.
Indeed.
They call that election interference here in the United States. And they railed against it in the last two elections that there was election interference. Election interference. We can't have election interference. We have to have free and fair elections where everybody has access to the ballots and everybody gets to vote and everybody's vote counts. And then this incredible hypocrite gets up there and makes a fascistic speech that is worthy of both Mussolini and Stalin, saying that we need to intervene in another sovereign nation's election process to set up a government that's more pleasing to us. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, so folks, if you hadn't heard what Schumer had said, he basically said that the world has changed since October 7th. The Israeli people are being stifled now by a governing vision that is stuck in the past. And I think talked about, you know, political ambitions are blinding Netanyahu and all this other kind of stuff, and basically calling for new elections. This is, you know, you said it so well, Frank. Frank, this is so disturbing on such an elevated level, because this is something that, you know, if we had people talking about our election, we would say, hey, stay out of our business, you know. But Chuck Schumer is just wading right in.
Chuck Schumer would be at the front of the line to complain about somebody saying something about our election process.
Yep.
He would be the first one saying, we're a sovereign nation and we have the right to make our own decisions at the ballot box, and who are you to say we have to restructure? I mean, he went, when you listen to the speech, he went far beyond just saying, calling for elections. He was saying, you have to restructure the government, get rid of these people in the cabinet, you have to turn a page. What you have now is not working, and Bibi Netanyahu, he's definitely got to go. When did the leader of the U.S. Senate think it was okay to stump speech for an opponent to a sitting elected official in a sovereign nation? The arrogance of this guy is just blasting through the televisions and blasting through the radio speakers, and he doesn't seem to care. Even Mitch McConnell got up afterward and said he has never heard something so hypocritical on the floor of the Senate ever, and something so encroaching on another sovereign nation. That's Mitch McConnell.
Right, exactly. And, you know, Frank, I do think there's a lot of desperation, because this has been building up in terms of this White House and the Biden campaign and the Democrat Party elite as a whole. They are, I think, very desperate about how their support is eroding because of the even if it's lip service to support Israel, they're getting, you know, outflanked by their left, basically, to say, look, you know, we're against what Israel's doing, and we're actually kind of pro Hamas, and you guys are going to lose our vote if you don't start getting much more harsh, shall we say.
This is not the subject for them to try to hang their hat on. An overwhelming majority, of the American people support Israel. An overwhelming number of people. These pro-Hamas protesters, these Gen Z and millennial people who couldn't think their way out of a soggy paper bag because they never research anything all the way through to figure out what's fact and what's fiction, have drank the Kool-Aid that the Palestinians have been, the Palestinian Liberation Organization has been feeding us for decades. They're a small number. They're not a big number. So whoever's advising him on his what camps to cater to for the election is really failing these people. I think it's an ideological bent from his handlers, because if you go back into the Obama administration, they were decidedly pro-Hamas.
Oh, yeah.
And pro-Palestinian. So now we have proof positive that we could bring to a courtroom to prove that the Obama administration is still in office for a third term.
Oh, man. I don't even want to think about that, to be honest. But yeah, it's you know, can you imagine Biden being reelected and what the heck would happen to Israel at that point, when they weren't really worried about running for an election at that point? This is just really, it's chilling, in my opinion. Well, Frank, stay right there, because we're going to head out to the break right now. And when we come back, everybody, much more with Frank Salvato on this Friday morning. UndergroundUSA.com is the website. You can find out more about Frank, everything that he's up to. And you'll find out what we're up to on the other side of the break. Kyle Warren with you. Friday Morning Edition continues.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Hey, we want to give a shout out to Frederick this morning. And Frederick typically listens to us up in New York City. We understand, I think, he was in the Florida, I think in the Tampa area, I believe, here over the last couple of days, because he let us know he was on leave from New York City down in Florida. But he heard us talking, I think, yesterday about the pizzerias in New York City that are coming under attack, as it were, for their emissions. And he sent me a message that says, yes, Kyle, the Bolsheviks in NYC are now coming for your pizza ovens. Under a new mandate, eateries using coal and wood-fired stoves must install an emission control system to reduce air pollutants by 75%. Says, where do they come up with this stuff? I guess they're just following the science. probably so. And Frederick, safe travels to you, and we're always glad to hear from you. And, of course, somebody else who we're always glad to hear from, folks, of course, is Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, and author of the book Nullification. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle, I thought you were going to say under fire and then go with a pun there, but...
No, you got me on that one. And, well, I'll tell you what, Frank, well, for one thing, again, it's just more regulation all over the place. And
it's a way to tax.
Yeah. And control.
It's a way to tax.
Yeah. Yeah. And control and just do all these things. And it's like you never knew how lost you really were until the liberals came along to make the government, you know, do exactly what it needs to do and make sure you're always doing the right thing, kind of a thing.
Yeah, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, we talked a little bit about Chuck Schumer, of course, this whole thing with TikTok, you know, is continuing to percolate. Where do you see this ending up? Do you, for example, Steve Mnuchin is trying to put together a group to try to buy it. You know, could be upwards of $100 million. But do you think this is going to end up in it actually being banned, or do you think there's going to be some separation between TikTok and ByteDance?
I think they'll force a separation, and it will become a U.S. held company. It's too commonly used. It's a product that people want. So how do you make a chicken salad out of chicken poop? You figure out how to keep it so people can use it without allowing the communist Chinese to data mine and influence. So I know there's a couple different groups who are trying to raise money. And if we're only looking at $100 million, Elon Musk has got to be really ticked.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. But I'll tell you what, though, I know that a lot of young people use TikTok, and of course, it's not allowed in government devices. But the Biden administration wasted no time in jumping on TikTok because, again, they thought it would be beneficial to them.
Yeah, well, then you got to keep in mind that's a political campaign. It's not a government entity, so he's not breaking his own rule. That said, what people don't understand. That they're giving their information. Data is very valuable. People can figure out exactly who you are, what you do, and predict everything about you in the coming days, weeks, months, and years from the data they glean from what you do on social media.
Yeah.
The communist Chinese have figured out we need the data so that we can lead you down a garden path with what we post to get you to think the way we want you to think. And if they capture the next generation, and they're well on their way to doing it, because I don't see a lot of kids divesting themselves of the TikTok app.
Yeah. Well,
you know, if they succeed, this country is over as you know it.
Well, you just said something that was really very significant, very chilling and scary, and that is telling people what to think, you know, and being able to craft it. In other words, they don't hold up a sign and say, okay, today we want you to hate your country, and today we want you to vote this way and all that. It's much more sophisticated than that, isn't it?
There's a perfect example. The propaganda machine from the Marxist left in the United States, starting back at the turn of the 20th century, made a considered effort not to call the country a constitutional republic. They call it a democracy.
Right.
And they kept calling it a democracy and kept calling it a democracy. And suddenly it became something that was firmly placed in the American lexicon. And you've got even elected officials calling it a democracy when it's a constitutional republic. You had iterations of names for Planned Parenthood when Margaret Sanger was still in control of that organization, when they were pushing eugenics. And they kept changing the name and changing the name and changing the name until it was something palatable for the people to hear. And where did we come with Planned Parenthood from all the way back then? Now, abortion, which is the termination of a fetal life, is now women's reproductive health.
Yeah, and Kamala Harris made a big deal out of that, being the first vice president or president, evidently, to ever actually visit an abortion clinic. But she tried to make it sound like this was, you know, the greatest thing ever.
Well, and this is how that works. When you can be influenced with words, TikTok is a propaganda machine for the communist Chinese party.
Yeah.
Bottom line, period, dot. So when you can start molding the way people say things, they know they've got you. Now we just start steering the preferred narrative, steering the preferred words to use, and pretty soon what your parents used to call something, you call something completely different. And now you start charging those phrases and words and titles with antagonism. And you create the divide. What did Mao do in the Cultural Revolution? He pitted the children against their parents and their families.
Oh, yeah.
So that the state could become their parent, their alpha, and their omega.
That's
and if
right.
if you don't think that's happening here in the United States under the tutelage of the Marxist left and supercharged by an app like TikTok, and I'm not giving a pass to every other social media place. I'm not doing that. Our media is complicit in it. They're horrible. They're the worst. Remember, Joseph Goebbels said they learned how to do their propaganda from the New York Times and the American media.
Wow.
And our social media platforms, just as culpable, gleaning just as much data, but we're not feeding that data into a nation-state foe that wants to see us erased.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. In fact, those terminologies you're talking about, that's why if you hear people say, I want to fight to preserve our constitutional republic, it's almost been reversed to sound like, okay, you're one of those. You're kind of a crazy, you know. But if you're fighting to preserve democracy, well, then you sound righteous at that point.
And that's how they did it. Think about it. Being literal and being correct and accurate by calling it a constitutional republic or even just a republic. Now you're one of those fringe people.
Right.
You're one of those incredible radicals. You probably cling to your guns and your Bible and you're probably nice to people too. You probably help old people across the street.
Right.
You white supremacist bastard.
Exactly. Well, in the time we have left here in this segment, we talked about this once before, but it's back in the news. Alec Baldwin is asking for this trial or this charge of manslaughter, I think, to be thrown out. What do you make of all this again? Because this has gone round and round and round. And what's your take on all this?
It's a little more complicated than just a mistake. The live rounds shouldn't have been on the set. Somebody has to be culpable for it. But he and his legal team would have been remiss if they didn't try to ask for the dismissal,
mm-hmm.
because of what happened before the adjudication before. So his legal team's crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's, and that's all you can ask for from your legal team. But somebody pulled the trigger, and somebody loaded the gun, and somebody's dead. So there's got to be a price to pay. Manslaughter. That seems to me to be getting off a little easy.
Yeah. Well, the armorer, I think, was just convicted of involuntary manslaughter, I believe.
Yeah. I don't think it's premeditated. You can't go murder one. I don't even think you can go murder two. You know, but there was a loss of life here.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. So somebody has to pay a penalty for this, and they can't just be skating away.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, stay tuned, as they say. And, of course, folks, stay tuned to us because we're going to come right back with Frank Salvato. Much more with Frank. We'll also take your telephone calls. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. Kyle Warren with you. And we are racing through and rocketing through this Friday edition. Can't believe how fast it really does go by. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. House Speaker Mike Johnson is facing mounting pressure to bring a comprehensive national security package to a vote. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell cautioned that withholding vital weapons for Ukraine has strengthened Russian President Vladimir Putin's resolve. Former President Trump has successfully posted bond in his civil defamation case in New York. His attorney, Alina Hava, filed the $91.63 million bond on Thursday, following approval by a judge earlier in the week. The bond shields Trump from any efforts by writer E. Jean Carroll to enforce damages while the case undergoes the appeals process. Delta Airlines is increasing its checked bag fee. The airline announced the fee for a first and second checked bag will go up by $5 for most domestic and short international flights. It'll cost travelers $35 for the first checked bag and $45 for the second checked bag. John Schaefer, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. James in Clearwater, thank you so much for your direct message. And we will be sure to get Chris Markowski's take on that on the program on Monday morning. But thanks again for your message, and we'll definitely ask him about that. And folks, don't forget, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, just like James and Clearwater did, and you can click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You'll be off and running from there, and you can let us know what you're thinking about, let us know where you're listening from, all that good stuff. And folks, once again, welcome back. Friday edition is here, is upon us, 949-822-7959, and we've got Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com and author of the book Nullification. Welcome back, Frank.
Yes, sir, Kyle.
Well, you know, Frank, there's so many different things that are happening, especially throughout this week, that it's really mind-boggling. I do want to ask you about some things maybe going on the border right now as well. But first, let's take a call. We've got Backgammon Bob giving us a call this morning. He's got a question and or comment for you. Good morning, Backgammon Bob. You're on with Frank.
Good morning. Good morning. I saw where Canadian law, endorsed by Trudeau government, could imprison people for life for speech crime. This is where fascism, liberalism is headed. And another thing is that Democratic can go around the Supreme Court, then they can nullify the Supreme Court if they can pack it or whatever. All right.
All right. Good question. What do you think, Frank?
Yeah, it's disturbing up there. Now, obviously, Canada has a different set of rules than we do as far as their constitution. It's fairly similar, but it's got significant differences. But the idea that someone can be jailed for life for something they say, well, it's not a free country anymore then. When you lose freedom of speech, you lose freedom, period. And we are seeing some of that happening here in the United States. Little by little, it's usually in the arena of we've got to figure out how to make sure that social media is safe for everybody. I don't want government making anything safe for me. If I don't like something on social media, I've got the intellect and the intestinal fortitude to say, well, I'm going to click off that.
Yeah. Isn't that what liberals have told us for years? Oh, you don't like this program. Turn the channel.
Yeah.
They've always said that. Yeah.
So if I'm going, if I'm worried about kids on social media all of a sudden being influenced about something or being moved to take their parents' weapons and go shoot something up, that's a matter of horrendous parenting. It's not the medium that people are on for social media. If somebody's bullying somebody on social media, the bully has not been raised right. It becomes a parental issue. We've got a generation and a half, maybe two generations now, where people had kids and then decided, well, I know I like free range chicken. Maybe I'll have a free range child. you can't have that. Children need structure. Children need to understand boundaries, that there's consequences for actions. And there are repercussions for things they do that are bad. And when you're just going to say, well, here's a cell phone, honey, and you go ahead and you download TikTok and Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and everything else, and, make sure you stay safe. If that's your idea of parenting, then you suck.
No kidding. And you notice, too, Frank, there's a turnaround here as well, because the opposite of that is teaching your kids how to be discerning, right? How to be respectful of themselves, right? I'm not going to let this garbage into my eyes or my ears, that kind of thing. But by doing that, then the society, well, the liberal society will turn around and say, you're programming your child. As you mentioned, it's like now, you're not letting them be free range.
That's my prerogative as a parent.
Right.
If I want to raise my kid a certain way to be respectful to other adults and call them sir and ma'am, then that's what they're going to do. And no government entity is going to tell me, you're being too rigid with your child. Butt out. It's not your purview. It doesn't take a village to raise a child. It takes two good parents or one very dedicated parent.
Yep. Yep.
So don't give me this. We've gone so far down the path where people expect the government to take care of it. That's not the way this country was founded, and it's not the intent the framers had for who we are supposed to be. We are supposed to be free people that make our own decisions. Your right to punch ends where the tip of my nose begins. And people need to keep that in focus. We hear so many times. Today I was listening to on the break, there was something that was coming through on the commercials about incivility in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have more people not paying attention to somebody or not wanting to listen to that person. Tough. That's life.
Yeah.
There's nothing in the U.S. Constitution that guarantees you get to exist non-offended.
Well, that's right. And
this would mean you have to be a jerk. You don't go around just being a jerk. But if you're raised correctly, you shouldn't be a jerk.
Well, exactly right. That's right. In other words, do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Are you doing religion?
I was saying
government says no.
but that's the thing though, and basically by making sure that you're not offended, that means somebody has to decide what is offensive and what you can say. And the day that they decide that your point of view is offensive, well, you're sunk now. There is no more making an argument for your position.
And this is the point that I've been making for years. Hate speech laws are unconstitutional. Hate crime laws are unconstitutional. Why? Because it takes someone to decide what hate is. And that means that definition is malleable. So we shouldn't have that. It was a hate crime. How do you know what was in his head?
Right.
I don't care what he was saying. How do you know what was in his head? And who are you to decide what is hate and what is not? Are we going with mob rule on this?
Right.
51% says? Or do we have to have some rubric that is so complex that only a Supreme Court justice can understand it?
Well, you know, in some cases, like, for example, you could be charged with murder. You could also be charged with murder with special circumstances. For example, you laid in wait for someone, showing all this premeditation. But that is not the same thing that you're describing, the idea of a hate crime. In other words, so there can be gradations of how you could be charged. But you're right. Once you start going down that path, now you've got an entirely new set of esoteric aspects of these things.
Well, and we touched on it in a previous segment. You know, this is about control. We don't want you saying that. That's hate speech if you say that. You can't say that. Now we're going to make it a crime for you to say that because we don't want you to say that. Well, how does that mesh with free speech?
Right.
You know, there's this argument that you can't say fire in a crowded theater. Well, yes, you can. There's just consequences for it. But you still have the freedom to say it.
Well, that's right.
This is where understanding that there are repercussions for your actions comes in that your parents should have taught you.
And there's the breakdown. That's the breakdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, because parents can't do that or haven't done that or for some reason were kept from doing it.
Would much rather clap quietly on the sidelines at little Portnoy's soccer game and say they were a good parent because they attended the extracurricular activity. If that's your idea of parenting, again, you suck. It's nice to attend your kid's game, but when little Portnoy throws a temper tantrum on the field because he didn't get the ball enough, you've got to correct him.
That's right. Well, I have to say, right, spare the rod. Spoil the child. That's right.
Let's get a bigger rod.
Yeah, but of course what that means is correction. You're exactly right. You have to correct them so they know how to live in the world, how to be good people. That's the whole point.
It was just a kinder, gentler way to say it,
Kyle. That's right. Well, I'll tell you what, Frank, the time just flies by this morning. We appreciate you being here, of course. UndergroundUSA.com is the website. The book is Nullification. You can find that on Amazon, of course. And, Frank, you have yourself a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
You too. Take care. Frank Silvato, everybody. And we're going to come right back with Patrick Hyland. Boy, this is a great discussion this morning. I'll tell you what, much more to come. Kyle Warren with you. Friday edition continues.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back, of course, on this Friday edition of the program. And I got to tell you, we have been having a blast on the show this morning. And if you're just waking up, you're just joining us, we hope that you've got some great Friday plans ahead of you. If you're just ending your work day from the overnight hours in America, we hope that you've got a wonderful 8 hours of sleep ahead of you. But no matter what, we're glad that you're along with us here on the program this morning. We have so much more to tell you about, and we've got Patrick Hyland, everybody. He is host of the Sport Zone, and you can hear the Sport Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer, and you can hear Patrick on Sundays from 11 a.m. Eastern. Whoa, 11 a.m. Eastern to 12 p.m. Eastern time, again, right here on AM 860 The Answer. And you can go to theanswertampa.com, by the way, too, if you want to hear the program and you're not in the Tampa area. So good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Cal. Good to hear your voice, my friend.
Same here.
And it's a beautiful Friday morning. Yes, sir. And also, it's St. Patrick's Day weekend, so everybody be safe and sound out there. Have fun and observe your P's and Q's. Now, Cal, let's see if I slip one by you. Do you know how the term "be wary of your P's and Q's" became effective and became, you know, a line?
I don't. Yeah. What's that about?
That is pints and quarts. So when you have your pint of your alcohol beverage or your quart of your alcohol beverage, be careful. So isn't that funny?
That's right. And as long as it's green, you know.
There you go. Green beer for the weekend.
That's right.
We'll be, you know, we'll have the green water all over the country, too, places. It's just going to be a neat holiday. It's a fun holiday. you know, as long as everybody just kind of be cordial, understanding it's going to be crowded if you're going to do something, and just be happy and pleasant that you get to do something. This is what's great about our country. And, we need to keep it that way for obvious reasons, and I know you talk about that on the show all the time, which is great.
Indeed. So,
anyway, a little sports news for the fans out there listening, and we do appreciate it from coast to coast. Well, the Bears are going to trade for Keenan Allen. Great wide receiver for the Chargers. Okay, he played 11 years there, had a heck of a package he was going to make this year, and the Chargers said, man, somebody will take a shot on him. We need to get under this big expense. So congratulations to Keenan and the Bears, because Chicago is trying to do all the right things now. We're going to see if Justin Fields stays with the Bears, and now with another wide receiver that has quality, we're going to see what happens. It's kind of funny that he left. I thought he would stay there and finish out his career, but good luck to him. I'm glad, that here in Tampa, Mike Evans, he stayed with the Bucs, and Baker Mayfield is going to come back. And there was rumors the Bucs were going to trade him and try to get a bunch of draft picks, but they worked it out, and he'll finish out his career here for all intents and purposes. So That is fantastic. And some other news in that same division, Kyle, the Chiefs, they let Mark Scantley go, okay, very recently, and they need to get a wide receiver in there for Patrick Mahomes. He's very happy. This kid Brown, he used to play for the Ravens, and then they traded him, Marquise Brown, to the Arizona Cardinals, but Kyler Murray and him just haven't really connected like you'd think. So maybe he'll hook up with Mahomes like he did with Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. He had 1,000 yards and 6 touchdowns his first year with the Ravens. So let's see what he can do with the Chiefs now. So I wish him the best.
Indeed.
And up there in Seattle, Kyle, we have Sam Howell will back up Geno Smith. Sam Howell was with the Washington Commanders, and now he's going to be with the Seattle Seahawks. So we'll see how that plays out there. And then up there in Jacksonville, we talked Wednesday, they'll be starting the big golf tournament. McElroy and Shaffley and Clark all co-lead after the Players one round. All the guys shot, a lot of guys, I shouldn't say all, shot under par. It was one of those days that everybody just played well. The weather was perfect, and it was a pretty exciting tournament. There's a couple guys still left on the course, as they say. And one of them is that young man, Jimmy Stanger, we talked about. And he's 5 under, and the leaders are at 8 under. So he's right on their heels. As a matter of fact, he birdied a hole yesterday, taking him to 6 under. Correct that. So he's right in the thick of it. So what a cool story. A young man gets into the tournament, played in the Puerto Rican Open last week, and now he's doing great. So just a neat story for anybody who listened Wednesday. So
very
really
cool.
Excited about that.
Very cool indeed.
Man, just, you know, we talk about things in sports all the time. You know, this guy got in trouble. I don't even like talking about it. This guy got in trouble for this. This guy did this. How about when the guy does a good thing, okay? The guy gives to his church. He gives to charity, okay? I don't know. It just seems like the negative sells better than the positive. And I wish it wasn't that way. It doesn't need to be that way.
No, you're right. In fact, Patrick, you know, I remember a time when and to a great degree, that still exists. I mean, you've got some good guys, as quote unquote good guys in sports these days, that can make a real difference for kids, you know, especially to show sportsmanship or to show determination and these kinds of things, or meet with them, you know, at clinics or things like that, you know, where they give a little bit back. And those seem to always be the players that you really, you know, admire much more.
It's so true, Kyle. I just wish, you know, like you said, it was brought up more. It just seems like the media, they make money now by sensationalizing, even lying. And, you know, I don't know what the answer is, Kyle. You know, should we keep, you know, funding these news channels and letting them make money the way they do with all this nonsense? There's a conversation to be had there. Maybe if there's ramifications for when you don't tell the truth, they would stop it. I really do believe that. But when there's not ramifications, human nature, unfortunately, with some people, is not going to take the moral high ground. It's going to just, we all fall short. We're not here to judge, but people know the right from the wrong.
Oh, you know, the vast majority.
And it's a machine, too.
In its own right, it's a machine because, you know, there's popularity and then there's, you know, making sure that, you know, you're highlighting the, you know, the big star that everybody, you know, that has a great athletic talent. But you're right. Sometimes the byproducts of that can be a little concerning.
Yes, sir. Yes, it just shouldn't be that way. I mean, you know, we'll get off sports just for a second here. If Donald Trump wasn't running for president again, we wouldn't even be hearing about this. They wouldn't be putting allegations on him. They wouldn't be going through all this. Now, how sad is that? So you want to rerun for president. People want you, but we don't want half the society or the media or the press and the politicians don't want you. So we're going to do everything we can not to. Come on now. That's not we the people. And that's the nonsense that needs to stop. And I'd say the same thing if it was Joe Biden. Cal, people that know me. No, I don't like bad-mouthing the president either way. You can joke around. I call him Trumpy Bear. I'll call him Uncle Joe. It's okay to have fun with it as long as you're not seriously degrading the president because that's another problem in our country, Kyle. You know, stand for the national anthem, pledge allegiance to the flag. How about that? Show pride in your country. All other countries do. They unite. We don't need to divide. That's what they want us to do. We need to unite as a team. That's what's great about sports, what you just said, Kyle. As a team, I don't care what color. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care what language you speak. Can you help me win? And if you can, let's get it on. Let's unite. Let's make it happen. And that's what we have to do as a country, just like football and teams and all sports teams do. So,
I'm so glad you did because we do need to have a singular purpose that lifts up everyone in our country for success, whatever that American dream may be to that person, as opposed to trying to do what, unfortunately, we see some of these bad actors doing.
Amen, Kyle. You know, that's all. Let's lift each other up. Let's all do a good job for each other. Let's all help each other. Let's go the extra mile for each other. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's frustrating. But if we all work together, we can get to the common good and help everybody out. And that's what everybody wants. You want to be helped out when you need it. You want to be taken care of properly. Well, then do the same. And, you know, that's what I do with my line of work every day, Cal. And that's as simple as I can put it. Anybody I can help out there with their insurance and financial needs, you hear me talk to Cal Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You listen to the show on Sundays. You know, I'm not going to make a big pitch here, big sales pitch. I just know I can help you if you give me the chance. I send people thousands of dollars per year, all the time. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. Patrick Highland. God bless you, Cal. Be safe to stay, Patrick. Stay weekend and everybody else.
You
talk
too.
To you Monday, my friend.
Take care. Thanks, Patrick. God bless. All right, folks. Patrick Highland, everybody. Folks, we're going to be back on the weekend edition. Go out there and make it a great day today. Kyle Warren with you. And do take care, okay?
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.